with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Prosecutors and defense lawyers are making a final pitch to the jury in the criminal trial of Donald Trump.
Donald Trump came to court for closing arguments in his hush money trial, surrounded by family, including his two oldest sons and youngest daughter, Tiffany.
This is a dark day in America. We have a rigged court case that should have never been brought. And it should have been brought in another jurisdiction. As you know, we asked for that.
His defense is first with closing arguments. The prosecution, having the burden of proof, goes last, which is standard. Prosecutors charged Trump with falsifying business records to cover hush money payments, which he denies. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Republicans are pressing forward with plans to mark up and pass their 12 annual funding bills for fiscal 2025 before the August recess. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Maryland Republican Andy Harris says the process could work if they don't hit any speed bumps, which he says they usually do. He added that he thinks the party's goal of passing all 12 bills across the floor, quote, won't be any easier than last year, when intra-party divisions over spending and policy areas such as abortion dominated public attention as the conference struggled to unite behind its appropriations bills. Tennessee Republican Chuck Fleischman says he's optimistic and excited as the party ramps up the annual funding process. Fleischman and other GOP members of the House Appropriations Committee said getting bills passed by the powerful panel that crafts the measures would be easier than getting them done on the floor. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A missile attack has damaged a ship in the Red Sea off the coast of Yemen. A private security firm says radio traffic suggested the vessel took on water after being struck. No group immediately claimed responsibility, but suspicion immediately fell to Yemen's Houthi rebels. The Dow is down 149 points, but the NASDAQ up 96. This is SRN News. Finally, some good news from Nigeria.
The army has rescued about 350 people kidnapped by the Muslim terror group Boko Haram. Most of the victims are women and children, and a lot of them are Christians. Boko Haram and other Muslim terrorists have been wreaking havoc in Nigeria for decades, killing tens of thousands of Christians as they seek to establish Sharia law in the country. The government has been largely unable or unwilling to address the problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials in eastern Pakistan have arrested more than 100 Muslim men and charged them with attacking a Christian father and son over allegations they desecrated pages of the Quran. The mob went on a rampage after locals claimed they saw burnt pages of the books outside the two men's house and accused the son of being behind it. They set the two Christian men's house and shoemaking factory on fire and beat the son. This is SRN News. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that some ethnic communities in the United States are not happy and criticizing some of the changes that have been made to the Census Bureau categories.
Advocates say Armenian, Black Arab, Brazilian, and Hmong communities in the U.S. are not accurately represented in the numbers the Census Bureau produces, and that could mean they're shortchanged when it comes to budgeting, health services, and political clout. An example, the Census Bureau added a new category, Middle Eastern or North African, but missing from the list of backgrounds were Black Arabs from countries like Somalia and Sudan, and Armenians. Advocates are hoping the subcategories are expanded before the 2030 census. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.